Lenita Rirenui is a creative wahine. She's worked in the film sector for a long time, and also with Ngā Whakaari, which is our umbrella group representing Māori working in screen industries. But Lenita, in honour of International Women's Day, has helped to coordinate a kaupapa in the South Waikato. In fact, at the Tokoro Events Centre, where she's getting inspiring wahine hail or whakapapa to that rohe to speak with our young wahine rangatahi, year 12, 13 from the local high schools. And Lenita Rirenui has produced it and will be directing the kaupapa today. Thanks for joining us. Tuhine, kia ora, Lenita.
Atamari e te ao and atamari e te iwi.
Kia ora. All the best for International Women's Day. Where would we be without you guys? Is the thought all men should think about today. Hey, you wanted to bring together some inspiring kōrero. The theme for this year's events, Inspire Inclusion. What does that mean for you, Lenita?
You're right, Dale. Yes, you know, wahine are the bearers of many things and of everybody in our in everything that we do today. So it's a really good kaupapa to encompass that and come together with other inspiring wahine from around the rohe to give back to our young wahine in this region. I'm a keynote speaker and opening up the kaupapa today, but we've got so many amazing wahine that are going to be able to share insights and experiences with Lisa Rangatahi, including one of your faves, Lisa Tamati. She'll be in today to share her experience and just some of the wahine that are going to be there today have just done so many amazing things. And I think it's really important for us to have really good role models, for us to have these stories and share these stories with the up-and-coming, just to give them insights into how they can come through and what they can do to take us all forward in the future. I think for wahine particularly, we do really well at coming together and supporting each other, particularly in some of the hardships that we have to face as wahine, and some of the constructs, as you know, that aren't set up for us, but it's the bravery and the resilience and the real gung-ho attitude of wahine that have made it, that continue to fight the fight and push us all through, that is actually what we need currently and what's going on in the world too, I think. I think it's really, really cool that South Waikato District Council put a kaupapa like this on to bring us together, and constantly it's that intergenerational sharing of knowledge and that backup. You know, when you're a young woman coming through, like you're trying to think how you're going to go forward, but sometimes it's good to have those touch points and good to have people come in and tell you experiences you don't even know about to motivate you to keep going. So today is going to be really exciting. I came last year and I closed it as the closing speaker. Today I'll open it up and hopefully set a tone for our rangatahi to not think about themselves as the next generation, but think about them as the now generation. I think when we've got young, amazing role models like Hana Rāwhiti, Maipi Clark, as our youngest parliamentarian, he wahine Māori hoki, you know, those kinds of things really show us that the answers are already here, and rangatahi shouldn't be afraid of what they think and what they feel and what they can contribute. So almost, you know, as an old girl, it's about coming in and giving that support for rangatahi who have got, like, fresh minds and have got really, really cool and almost untainted things to say. You know, how can we support that? How can we support that to find solutions for what we all need to move forward? Yeah.
Yeah, and I agree with all that you've said too. For our young people, I like what you say, they're not the next generation, they're the now generation, and we as Pakeke need to accommodate that, respect the viewpoints that they're going to carry into our public and tribal and whānau discussions. But, you know, you'd forgive our young people too for being a bit dismayed by what is occurring in Wellington. If you're picking up the newspaper, for instance, or getting it on the net, you know, everything points at attacks on Māori kaupapa. And so it's a frustrating time, thus the necessity at this time to, as wahine, sort of G each other up a little bit and say, yes, it looks a bit dark and cloudy there politically, but, you know, the sun will eventually shine through and you're part of helping that to occur. So all of us can do with a G up every now and then, especially in a climate that seems so ambivalent towards Māori goals.
100%. You know, the amazing thing about Māori in 2024 are all the hui amotu, not just the national ones that have been going on, but the smaller ones within our regions, within our hapu, within our whānau, of really, you know, looking for that manamotu hake, that tino rangatiratanga within ourselves to determine what we're going to do when there isn't that leadership that is there for us. And so I think it's going to be despite the chaos and despite all that is seen currently around messaging coming from the kāwanatanga, equally we need to look within ourselves. We need to look into our own leadership and where we can create these solutions. Being in the creative industries is pretty much our jam, I think, when we come together and try and figure out new ways. And I really think 2024 is a massive year for us to do that, but also for us to let go of a lot of things. I think Aotearoa needs to let go of a heap of things, and we'll get there, but we need to have more things like the kaupapa today, where we can bring different generations together, when we can bring people who have actually broke boundaries, have actually created things that haven't been done before, to try and share and inspire and ignite things that are yet to come, to find solutions that we need but we don't quite know yet. So I think those types of things really excite me as a creator, but also excite me in terms of bringing kaupapa together. And Māori do that fabulously when we can get over ourselves and really come in together and try and, support the concept of kotahitanga with manaakitanga and aroha.
Tēnā koe, Lenita. In your capacity, sister, if you don't mind me, ka huri, as Executive Director of Ngā Awhakaari, representing Māori interests in film and television, can't help but feel for our broadcasting colleagues whose lives have been thrown into uncertainty, i.e. the closing of the news service through News Hub and Discovery. And also, today, the fate of some people's jobs will be on the table at TVNZ. Kōrero mai, many Māori are involved in both organisations, what's your feeling? Is what sort of support, or have you got any intel or oil you can share with our listeners today, sis, about how Ngā Awhakaari will support those who are affected here?
Yeah, you know what? Rough week for everyone. I think for Māori, you know, we've had to deal with these disparities and doing more with less, and being the underdog in this space for quite some time. So, you know, even in the way that Ahau Whakaari came about in terms of advocating for more of this, really, really rough time across the industry, feeling for all our people and everyone who are faced with some really tough decisions, because we're affecting lives here. But the thing about it is not just about the kaimahi, it's about the messaging going out. We just spoke about some of the messaging in our leadership in this country that is causing, you know, some dismay. When we lose our journalists, when we lose our people who are dedicated to going out and letting the people know what's going on, when we lose that, what do we have? How informed are our people? How do we know that what's going on? And then how do we know what to do? And we don't want to be on the back end and just be a result of things that are happening to us and we've had no idea about it, because we've lost the ability to be informed. And that's already a tough fight for Māori to be informed and cut through messaging that isn't for us. So for Ngā Ahau Whakaari, you know, we're really supporting Kawea Te Rongo, which is the journalist rōpū that advocates specifically in that space. But I think collectively working together as Māori in the media, that's the important part for us all to try and figure out how we're going to move ahead, because the industry all round, it's not new, it's on the decline, but this is where we've got to have all these hui coming together with minds that have broken boundaries, that have broken from the old, to see what we're going to do to come with new. What I do think though, is that Māori have been here for a long time. We've survived a lot. We will survive this. We will survive this if we work together, and we already know how to tell stories. It's not going to take long, and we've got some amazing rangatahi out there. It's not going to take long, I don't think, for us to figure out how we're going to do it our way. And if it's not in the current way or whare that are currently set up in the industry, I don't think that's going to be a bad thing. I think there's a real outlook and opportunity for us as Māori to figure out how we want to do our storytelling, our news reporting, those types of things in the future. It'll be a fight, but we have to work out how we can fight that together.
Tēnā koe, good talking with you again, Lenita. Thanks very much. All the best for the hui today. And we're celebrating the rise of our young people and including them into our decision-making processes as well here on International Women's Day. Ngā mihi, Lenita. Thank you for sharing some kōrero with our peeps.
Tēnā koe. Have a great day, everybody.
Yeah, thanks, Lenita. You too. Have a good day.